The Lord be with you. The reading today is from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Now the apostles gathered together with Jesus, and they reported all that they had done and taught. And Jesus said to them, "Come away by yourselves now to a deserted place and rest a while." Now people were coming and going in great numbers, so Jesus and his disciples had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in a boat by themselves to a deserted place. The people saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. So they hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and began to teach them many things. And this is the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The gospel tells us about Jesus inviting his disciples who had been on a mission trip. When they came home, he wanted them to go apart a while and maybe discuss things, tell them what they had done and seen, and the good things and maybe the bad things as well. But they were kind of hindered from doing this because of the vast crowds that were following them. And Jesus had compassion on these people because they looked like sheep that were wandering. They had no place to go. So he had mercy on them, and we know that he took care of them. And I'm sure when we've seen what happened this past week, what happened in Colorado, people like you and I going to a show, and then having disaster strike when some deranged man comes there and starts blasting away and killing almost a dozen people and wounding so many people. And many of them were just children in the arms of their parents. And I'm sure many people, especially those people that were there, were wondering, "Lord, why did this happen? What's going on?" And we saw the aftermath of that, how people, when a disaster strikes, how they go to the scene of the disaster, to place candles there, to place pictures there of their loved ones. And they just gather, again, not knowing what to do or what to say. But they want to be there. They want to be with each other. They pray. We see them hugging each other. We see them crying. And that's happened so many times in our lifetime. We saw it happen 11 years ago with 9/11. People all over the country, when this disaster struck, they didn't know where to go. They didn't know what to say. They just wanted to be with their loved ones and really just hug each other. But in many parts of our country, even after this disaster in Colorado, many people wanted to go to a church, any church. Many of our Catholic churches were besieged with people asking if the doors would be open, if the people could come in there and think and pray and put this into perspective. And that's what today's gospel is about. That's what Jesus did. Whenever there's anything going on, he just didn't work a miracle and make it go away. But he had people come and ponder what happened. One time, his disciples, when Jesus was telling them about his own impending death, that he was going up to Jerusalem and he was going to be crucified, put to death, and they didn't want that to happen. And Jesus had to set them down. He had to tell them about it. He had to review for them the prophecies, the whole plan of God for all of us. And maybe that's what people are looking for today, whether they lose their jobs or lose their homes, or the prospect for economy is getting better or worse. People like to think about it. People like to ponder it. But with us as Christians, as believers in God, we like to do what the disciples of Jesus did. Come back, good things and bad things happen to us. But Jesus welcomes us. He welcomed them, and he took care of those people. So that's why for all of us, there's never a vacation from God. I'm sure when things go well, we like to think great things and praise God. But sometimes when things go bad, you know, people forget. They walk away. They don't think there's any hope at all. So I'm sure for you folks tonight, you come from your homes, from different places, to be here in this place, in this church, to hear the Word of God, to put your lives into God's hands and say, "Lord, what's going on? Give us an answer to all this." We can't correct everything. We can't wipe away all the evil in the world. Would that we could, you know, wipe out the problems in Afghanistan and Iraq and what all young people are going through. And we can't do anything about these terrible people, these terrorists, who go into a place like shopping centers, go into a theater, and kill innocent people. But we have our faith because Jesus promised that there would be troubles like this for all his followers. Things wouldn't be easy. He said just as they hounded him, persecuted him, and put him to death, he said this would be the lot of the people of God. And that's where our faith carries us. It gives us understanding. It gives us maybe a light at the end of the tunnel. It gives us hope that evil will not conquer. Jesus showed that. Even though his terrible death was so horrible, he let it be known that by his resurrection, by light at the end of the tunnel, God really supremely overcomes all the evil. So that's why we're here today. We're here to put into perspective the evils that we see this week, but also to put ourselves into the hands of God and ask him to help us. Help us to understand these things. Explain it to our children. And don't give up on God. Some people say, well, if there's no God, if there was, he wouldn't allow these things to happen. But Jesus foresaw that. He told his disciples about it. And he's telling us about it today. So let us have hope. Let us have faith. And let us commend all those people who have gone through all this. That's why we're here. We're here to pray for them. We're here to do what we can to help them. And when disaster strikes, we know what people do. We see it in our media. They go to each other. They put their arms around each other. They cry. They try to make sense out of that. But we're here in church with the Lord, telling him, help us, help them.